You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! It's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In this quiz, Michael, this week we have all the reaction and interviews from Saturday's FA Trophy tie at Hereford FC.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake. And you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the men's team, later in the show we'll also be hearing how the women's team fared in their away trip at Accrington from Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with a date for your diary, as Broadhurst Park will be hosting the club's supporters Christmas party on Friday the 14th of December at 7pm. Tickets are now available for purchase via the club website at £20 each, with all proceeds going to the development fund. And the night will feature a hot turkey buffet with a vegetarian alternative, a comedian and DJ. While the FC United's junior contingent will also be having their Christmas party in the coming weeks. The FC Youth Christmas party will be taking place on Saturday the 8th of December before the match against Curzon Ashton. This event is open to current FC Junior members only and will once again be at the St Luke Social Club, Sulby Street, Moston from 11:30am till 2pm. For more information, please contact chrisb at fc-utd.co.uk. And finally for this week's news, loanee left-back Lewis Thompson has been recalled by Blackburn Rovers following a successful loan spell at the club. Here's Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Radio on Friday evening.
Firstly, I'm delighted for the kid. You know, I think he's done really well. I had a good conversation with Damian Johnson this week, and he wanted to thank FC United for all the work that they've done for Lewis. He said that, you know, at times they send out, you know, the 23 lads or even 4 lads to different clubs, and the relationship hasn't been as good as what they would like it to be. With FC, they've paid us superlatives the way that we've treated him and given him the opportunity. So for me, for him going back there and having an opportunity to establish himself is great. For us, obviously, it's a big blow. You know, it's a big, big blow. But we've got options there. You know, Ryan White can play there. He's quick, he can play there. We've got Cole Lonsdale out at Lancaster at the minute. It may be a position that we look to improve in the next couple of weeks. But the way we play, it suits an attacking style of player. So our fullbacks go high and wide. So it'll suit a Ryan White in there because he can get on the ball and do his stuff in the final third with, you know, knowing he's got the protection of the back two and the two in front of that. So, you know, I'm not too worried about that left-back position. I'm possibly more worried about losing Donoghue further up the pitch because it gives us a, you know, he's out with a hamstring injury and limits our attacking options, and the way we play, you know, it's difficult for the two wide men to go for 90 minutes. So, you know, we lose that option tomorrow. Hence the reason why we're going to tweak things slightly.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to Ben there on Friday evening. To the weekend's football now, and Renner's Reds were on the road once again as FC United travelled to Edgar Street to take on Hereford FC in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. To hear how the Reds got on, it's over to FC Live.
Hello everyone and welcome to Edgar Street. Third qualifying round action here in the FA Trophy. Stato Paul is with me. Hello Paul.
Good afternoon.
All the big game Charlies have faded away. No one fancied this trip, but we're here, Paul.
Yes, there's about half the crowd that was here for the last game. That includes the press box and the stands.
Well, it's a very important afternoon for FC United, obviously. And it's all the fives
all
this
the
afternoon.
Fives, yes.
It's five away wins for FC United. Five changes for Hereford since the last time we were here. And £5,000 on offer for the winners.
That's right. And we think back to 2015 and that very pleasant afternoon we had at Torquay, where we lost 1-0 in the quarter-finals of the trophy. And little did we know that 3 years on, we'd be sat at Hereford still waiting for our next win.
Just say that all over again. Torquay away, many moons ago.
March 2015.
That's the last time we won a game in the FA Trophy.
Yeah.
That's remarkable, isn't it?
3 years on.
And, well, let's give you the team news for this afternoon. Obviously, a lot of you will be aware now that Lewis Thompson has gone back to Blackburn. All credit to Lewis Thompson while he's here. And also, we should say, that loan spell has worked, not just for FC United, but also for Blackburn Rovers. So, bodes well for the future, that kind of relationship. But obviously, that's left a hole at left-back. Cole Lonsdale, who ordinarily would be, you know, recalled from Lancaster, who's on loan there, straight back into the team, he'd go. But he's cup-tied. In fact, he's playing in the Trophy this afternoon.
Yeah, he's playing again in the Trophy.
I think Lancaster are playing Geyser this afternoon in the Trophy. So he's cup-tied. So it looks like he's wearing number 3, and I think Renault said as much in his pre-match interview, Ryan White will be going in at left-back.
Yeah, and of course, when we talk about left-back and right-back,
yeah,
in our system, they're not really fullbacks.
No.
As we know them.
No, absolutely not. And that means that Jack Bannister also joins the starting 11, and he'll be playing as an attacking midfielder alongside the players you've come to know and love in this new setup, Elliot Samoes and Kurt Willoughby. Thomas Pearce will be up front all on his own as the holding player. I'd like to just mention Jack Bannister because I feel he's been a bit unlucky in not featuring more often with Neil Reynolds as manager, because second top goal scorer, second shots on target, second shots off targets, his assist record speaks for itself.
Yeah,
he's unlucky.
Well, we saw him playing friendlies in the summer, and he stood out then as a kind of player who would take players on and beat them and look for a shot. And yes, he has been a bit unlucky not to be featured more, but again, he's got an opportunity this afternoon. It's a fascinating game, this, because obviously we were here 2 weeks ago. There's element of surprise was there for Hereford. They didn't know what to expect. Whether they can counter what they already know, it remains to be seen.
And also, it's an interesting one as well to see how FC United bounced back after Telford last week. Telford not full time. That was Neil Reynolds' first defeat as manager of FC United. So I don't think the pressure's on, but it's been interesting to see how we bounce back.
Well, they always say you learn sometimes more from a defeat than you do a victory, so it'll be interesting. I think we were a bit unlucky last Saturday, looking at the 90 minutes. But yeah, I mean, today is a fascinating game. Obviously, the money side of it is important, and if it does go to a replay, it will be Tuesday night at Broadhurst.
And that in itself could be quite handy for the club, given the fact that I wasn't joking, by the way, in the build-up where I said this is our surrogate home. We've actually played more games here in the month of November than Broadhurst Park.
Well, we forgot where Moston is, actually. But
anyway, jet lag's catching up. It's an interesting one as well for Gloucester, for Hereford, because of the pressure that's here. I mean,
yeah, they've gone 10 games without a win. The new management team have not really got off to the right start they wanted. They've got Gloucester connections, which doesn't go down well here, and it was quite toxic on our last visit when we were racking in 3 goals in the first half hour. But of course, he's desperate for his first win. They got a 2-0 draw at Darlington last week. They were 2 up but couldn't see it out, so the old failings reappeared at Darlington. So still the pressure's on.
And obviously there were late goals involved in those 2 points being dropped there, but there's an interesting stat which I saw in your build-up notes, which I find quite fascinating. FC United this season haven't scored between the minutes of 45 and 60.
Yeah.
At all.
That's right. And
what's that about?
Well, I don't know whether we're picking our moments. It's also interesting the fact that we're vulnerable in the early stages of the second half and the closing stages of the second half. That's another interesting stat.
Well, it's always been known about the way we come out of dressing rooms. That's always been the case.
And the other thing is that nearly every season we've played, we've always scored more in the second half. This season, it's completely the opposite. We've not scored many goals in second halves.
Well, in the last couple of occasions...
If you think about it...
Yeah, I mean, I can only think of Mansell's goal, actually, at Blyth.
Yeah.
I mean, FC United, in recent aways, I mean, we have become an away side. And one of the things that we're good at is the counter-attack. But another thing we're good at is the old bish-bash-bosh of goal scoring, and the fact that you score one, there'll be a second coming any second later.
Yeah, it was 3 in 5 minutes here on the last visit.
Exactly. And the same at Blyth as well. It was two goals in 70 seconds, I think.
That's
it was.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, we're still waiting for the teams to come out. But this is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. The teams are now coming out onto the pitch. So it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this... Oh, look at that music. For this afternoon's game, it's Hereford against FC United of Manchester in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. And it's over to our expert commentary team. It's Stato Paul, but first, me. Senior doesn't win that ball, and now Hereford on the attack with Evans. Evans now, down the left-hand side he goes. Got Wallen in front of him. Crosses this ball in from the left-hand side. White covering there, and he needed to be. There was a white shirt there lurking on the back post. But it's cleared, and it's going to be a throw into FC United midway into their own half. But at the moment, Hereford are the ones looking likely to score.
They're looking quicker and sharper at the moment.
Senior with this throw in down the right hand side it goes. Bannister lets the ball bounce, puts the pressure on. Still, Hereford haven't dealt with it, but eventually Smith clears it. Evans is there, and well, the ball's picked up by Lynch, who plays a first time pass to Samoes, who could turn. Samoes now infield, looking out towards his left hand side, finds Willoughby. Willoughby, is he gonna? Oh, he was lining up a shot. The ball breaks to Bannister, he can't quite hit it, but he gets to the second ball!
Oh,
and
well.
Bannister scores! Willoughby there, he was lining up a shot, he was pickpocketed, the ball breaks to Bannister, he didn't really hit it very well, poor defending though, and the first to read it was the aforementioned Bannister, but a great finish.
Well, full marks to Bannister there, he fired in a shot that was blocked, he kept moving whilst the ball was switched to the far side, and then when the rebound came in, he was first to react and clipped a lovely strike over the keeper.
Well, 15 minutes on the clock here, and FC United, with their first chance, take the lead. And it's going to be a corner to Hereford. They've had loads of corners, haven't they? Fourth corner of the afternoon. And we've had a minute played of the second half. Corner to Hereford, who are trailing by 1-0 here. Can they have an immediate riposte in the second half? In it comes from Evans. It's lofted, and the header won there. And a fine header from Liebert. And an equaliser for Hereford, and it's one apiece.
Well, the 46th to 60 minute pinch point has hit again, I'm afraid. It's our vulnerable time for conceding.
Well, 2 minutes on the clock, and FC United, it's a 1-1. And, well, we said sit on the lead for the first few minutes, don't do what we normally do, but there we go. Senior now with a long ball played over the top. Goal scorer Liebert wins that header. It was a great header though, wasn't it, for the goal.
I think Potts is going to have an issue with the referee here. It was a great header, yes, but again, you know, I suppose what Renault will be looking at is the positioning, the marking from the set piece. Well, never concede from a corner with a header.
He rose really well, but you know, he was nearly more or less unchallenged by the looks of it. And well, Hereford back on the attack, and Liebert with a nice pass out there, and it's a second goal there from Tommy O'Sullivan, who belts it into the roof of the net. A great finish there, but where was the defending, Paul?
Well, again, they've just not got out of the dressing room yet, I'm afraid. It's two goals in the space of 73 seconds.
Well, we said that's what FC United do. It's what Hereford's done in this second half. And FC United from 1-0 up, trail at Edgar Street, 49 minutes on the clock, 2-1. Lynch plays the ball back here to Allinson, who's under a bit of pressure but clears his lines. Dinsley wins the header, forward it goes. Simmons shields that ball for Hereford, out to his left hand side now to Finn. He's got an overlap here from Greenslade. Down the line it goes, back to Finn. Finn keeps the ball in play, into the box. Nice first touch there from Owen Evans. And there was Simmons waiting, lurking on the penalty spot. Side puts it into the net, and it's a long way back for FC United, 3-1, Paul.
Well, they've been teeing up shots in the FC penalty area for a while now. That time Simmons was on the receiving end and dispatched it very expertly to make it 3-1. And it looks at the moment like FC's trophy hopes are going to disappear again at the first hurdle.
The referee blows his final whistle, and it's finished here at Edgar Street. FC United and Manchester losing by 3-1. 1-0 up at half time. Hereford, bish bash bosh, FC United style. 2-1, 3-1, through to the next round. Paul, FC go out.
Yeah, it's very disappointing second half. At half time it looked so comfortable, 1-0 up, and we'd kept them at arm's length for pretty much most of the first half, but the start of the second half was really terrific from Hereford's point of view. Substitution made, it galvanised the whole 11, and two quick goals in the first few minutes of the half completely changed the picture.
It really did. I mean, the substitution of Tommy O'Sullivan appeared to have immediate effects at half time. Hereford comes straight out of the blocks, a bull in a china shop, if you will. They were really, really on it, and FC United were caught on the back foot and never really got out of third gear throughout that second half.
We just never really looked like coming back, which is disappointing. There were a few flurries around the goal mouth and a few goal attempts, but nothing really serious in the second half that made you think that there was going to be a master comeback. And unfortunately, the FA Trophy run has come to an end prematurely once more.
And once again, it's a stat we said at the start of the game, it's well worth mentioning now, as Mark Richards, a manager under a lot of pressure at Hereford, has taken applause from the crowd. It's an amazing record we've got in the FA Trophy since that departure in the quarterfinals against Torquay four seasons back. We haven't won a game in the FA Trophy.
No, it's bizarre. I'm very disappointed. That was £5,000 up for grabs this afternoon, and it's gone west. And it's back-to-back defeats for Reynolds and his staff, and we know that FC are a work in progress, obviously. There's still a lot to do with this side to make them what we want them to be, but it's been rather disappointing losing last week against Telford. Well, Telford are a high-flying side. Hereford certainly not high-flying.
There are extenuating circumstances, which obviously I'll go through now. It's another trip away, and to be honest, it starts to get you down a bit, doesn't it, the amount of travelling you have to do.
Well, the law of averages comes into it as well. To win once at Hereford is good. To expect us to win twice within 2 weeks at Hereford, that's asking a bit too much, maybe. Maybe the nature of the defeat is more disappointing than anything when it gets to be analysed. Defensive frailties crept in the second half, which we hadn't seen. And, on another day, it could have been worse than 3-1.
The other thing that we have to say is, obviously, Lewis Thompson has been integral in FC United's season thus far. And obviously he's gone back to Blackburn Rovers. I don't think White had a particularly bad game. In fact, I think he was very good going forward and stuff. But it does change. Neil had to change slightly some of the play. The other thing I'd say is as well, the substitutions that we made didn't really have much of an effect.
We don't really know the reasoning for the substitutions, obviously. That could be, it could have been injury. I mean, the fact that Piers went off and Potts went off, which is interesting because the captain of the side, who normally runs the show, he went off. You could only assume that it must be because of injury that Potts left the fray. Crawford came on. It was a difficult one. We were just second best by a long street in that second half, and that's something the manager has to look at.
The other thing I need to mention as well is you are 3-1 down, and we didn't really change much. There wasn't really a gung-ho effect, was there?
It was stick to the methodical, patient style of keep ball and develop rather than throw it forward and let's see if it makes any difference. But having said that, we don't really have a Simons-type player that Hereford have got to bang it up to. Willoughby's best work is when we're playing a style that gets the ball into the box from the bylines and, fed in rather than played long. But, when we're 3-1 down and the clock's running down, you do look for an alternative, and maybe it wasn't there this afternoon.
Well, if you're joining us late, 3-1 the score to Hereford. FC United 1-0 up at half-time. Hereford
bish bash bosh style, 3-1 up by 90 minutes. And
well, I think certainly the first goal conceded in the second half, direct from the corner, that will be one of the most disappointing aspects for Neil Reynolds when he looks back at it. Free header from a corner, pretty unforgivable.
And to be fair to Hereford, I think they were good for it. I mean, there was some chances created in the first half where Yates did some remarkable saves. He did a couple in the second half as well. But when we look at the chances that were mounting up for Hereford in that second half, where Lloyd Arlington had to come to the rescue, I'd lost count of how many one-on-ones he had to do.
He made 7 saves in the match, Arlington, which is overworked, you would say. Yes, I mean, they did miss chances. They created 17 goal attempts, put 3 of them away. That's a stat that really tells you something about the pressure they exerted. We didn't stand up to them in the second half like we did 2 weeks ago, where we managed to impose ourselves more. We struggled this afternoon to keep in the game in that second half.
Well, next up for FC United is obviously that trip in the league away at York, and it is how can I put this? It is harsh what FC United are going through at the moment with the fixtures, and it can't really be understated.
A home game would have been very nice after 2 defeats, but again we're back on the road. York, not an easy place to go to usually, although we did win there last season. We can only hope that the lightning strikes twice again.
Well, today I'm just looking at the York score. Actually, they beat Kidderminster away by 3-1 this afternoon in the FA Trophy.
So they'll certainly be
something to look forward to. Do you think that, given the departures we've had, we've obviously got Roach in as well on a loan from Blackpool to try and add a bit of meat and weight to our substitutes bench. Do you think we're a bit short all of a sudden? And we should start looking at people like Cole Lonsdale and maybe even getting Winter back as soon as possible. Because those substitutions today, with all due respect to those people who came on, it didn't really kick us over the line.
Well, my concerns are that you've got a makeshift left back in this afternoon for a cup tie, which was forced on him through circumstance.
Just to clarify, Cole Lonsdale, who would play a left back, is cup tied. So.
But in the longer term, we do need a left back. To make this unit, we do need a more defensive-minded player, I think, in that position. And that's obviously something that the manager will be addressing in the next week or so, I guess. I'm not knocking Ryan White at all. I think White is probably a better player further forward in the pitch. And he did well for us to a degree today. But I think we just lost some of that solidity without Thompson today.
Yeah. And the other thing to say is as well, I mean, the Bannister's goal, the way the game went in that first 15 minutes was pretty much a mirror of what happened in the league game a couple of weeks ago. Bannister getting a goal out of nothing, and then we threatened a couple more chances, really well-crafted chances.
We go back to the
missed opportunities.
Yeah, the Piers rebound that we would have liked him to have put away when Willoughby's shot was saved. And then the save from Bannister's shot was pivotal as well, with the score at 1-0. If either of those goals would have gone in, it could have been a very different second half.
Someone said on the forum, great save by Lloyd Arlington. He's starting to sound like a broken record.
Arlington had a fine game, we have to also say.
I think when we could talk about the man of the match. I mean, Mike Simmons got man of the match. I would have actually given it to Tom Owen Evans.
He was sensational. He was a trouble all the way.
He really was.
He was a menace, wasn't he?
Yeah, and of course we thought about Danny Greenslade at left back. I thought he had a good game as well.
Yeah, he was a good solid performance.
But if we're talking about FC United performances, I think we really have to look at Lloyd Arlington and say, you know what, you've kept that 3-1 so well played.
I think unfortunately this afternoon there were maybe too many of our players that were below par. And eventually these things catch up with you. Unfortunately, we didn't impose ourselves in the way we would have liked to.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. It's all going to plan, it felt like. I mean, a goal against the run of play in the first half, going in at 1-0. Then they made a substitution and they just took the game, to use a pun, by the horns, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It's a big apology for everyone that's travelled, because the second half was nowhere near acceptable. I don't like losing games, I detest losing back-to-back games, and I can't even contemplate losing three games on the spin. That's what I just said to the lads in there. You know, I'm not going to name people individually on the radio, but what I will say to you is that collectively, too many people went missing. If it wasn't for Lynch and O'Halloran, I think, and the keeper, Lloyd, I think everyone else threw the towel in, you know, at 3-1, and I just said that my teams don't do that. And if you want to go on and be good footballers and play consistently and have the trust of managers to go and play 500-600 games at this level, then you can't do what you've just done today. And I've been in here 8 games now, and, you know, that, unfortunately I've seen that, you know, today, and I'm not happy about it.
I mean, if we go back to the start of the game, there is some extenuating circumstances. You lose your left back, who's been quite pivotal in the way FC United play. Also, to add to that as well, we're coming back to Hereford 2 weeks after we've been here. It's very difficult to pull the rabbit out of the hat twice.
I mean, me personally, this isn't against anybody, because I know that obviously finances are great, that the league points are, you know, very, very important. I don't like losing games, but I'm glad that we came here in the league. We did it that way around, because obviously we would have got pulled further into the mire. However, I thought we had enough today to come here and stay in the trophy as well, and that wasn't to be. You know, they've gone 13 games without a win, and, you know, they've got the tails up second half, and they've come out and they've had a go. Yes, we've lost Lewis, who was a big loss, and we've also lost Donoghue. So the full left-hand side went from the last time we came here. And unfortunately, you know, the lads who have come in haven't stepped up to the levels that have gone out. And I've just said to the lads, you know, I'm not a manager that goes and signs 5 or 6 at a time and brings them in, but I need to see consistency in your performances, because club this stature and this size, you can't turn in average performances of 4, 5 and 6s out of 10s every week. You've got to be hitting at least a 7s. And I've talked to the lads individually in there, I've talked to them collectively, and we will get a response, and, you know, we'll train our Tuesday and Thursday and I'll get ready for York next Saturday.
I mean, if we could just talk about, I mean, Jack Bannister, he's been quite unlucky, actually, because he's the second top goal scorer. He's got, I think he's second most shots on target, second most shots off target, so he's very good. And he took his chance well on the third attempt, I think it was. But it just kind of, the second half, they took the initiative. What could be done about the getting out of that third gear mentality that we had going? I mean, we were a bit shell-shocked, weren't we?
Yeah, but I said to the lads about, you know, I will never criticise anybody from trying to do the right things. But again, you know, we tried to play a ball out at 1-0 up in the first minute of the second half. On the edge of our box, we tried to play a square ball. It gets intercepted. They get a corner and they score from it. It's just pathetic decision-making, and you can't allow for that. And the minute, you know, we're shot, the team talk goes out, and then the next thing, it's a great finish. And you're 2-1 and you're looking around, and I'm looking for men, I'm looking for leaders, I'm looking for someone to get hold of the game out of scruff of the neck. But unfortunately, too many of them out there didn't do it. And, you know, the two older lads were too deep to be able to kind of make a difference at the top end of the pitch. I thought we started getting going last 15 minutes. I thought we started knocking the ball around, but it was too little too late. And, you know, we're now out of the trophy, which, you know, is devastating. But we've got it now. We've lost back-to-back games, and we've got to regroup now and get ready for next week.
It's a you won't know this, but it's a remarkable record we've got in the FA Trophy. We were in the quarterfinals 4 years ago. We haven't won a game since.
No.
Every year.
I knew that.
We have got York next. It's harsh circumstances, all this, because it just feels like we're having to go on a coach every other bloody week. Yeah. It's annoying. This is a tricky game, this. How do we go to Bevan Crescent and turn things around?
I've just said to the lads, you know, I don't know, you know, the Hereford fans didn't turn out in numbers today. We had great numbers here again. But I said to the lads at York next week, there is no hiding places. There will be a big crowd on. And, you know, they're 3 points separators in the league. They're on 20, we're on 17. I think it's a must-win game for both teams. And if I can't get messages onto the pitch because of the noise levels, the people that are there next week, then I expect you to retain the information we've done in training and to start working it out for yourselves collectively. That didn't happen to the second half. And, you know, you could hear me, I'm trying to get on the pitch and people weren't taking it on. So what we've got to do is carry on drilling home the same message. Yes, you know, it's been great. You know, the 6 games will be great. Crest of a wave, and, you know, is it that new management coming in, etc. But I won't accept that, because we could have gone 6 games without a win, but I would have seen performances getting better along the way. What I've seen is the performances getting better, and then today, the second half, we've dropped right back. We've dropped our standards completely, and that's not acceptable. You know, and I've just said that my teams don't do that, and I'm not used to seeing that. Not used to seeing, you know, going down without a fight. And second half, you know, like I said, I started the interview by apologising to the FC fans coming today, because, you know, they were singing all second half, and, you know, they deserve better than that. They deserve better.
Let's end on a positive. And you mentioned the trio at the back, and we Lloyd Allenson made some cracking saves. I mean, their goalkeeper as well made some cracking saves in the first half, which I should mention. Mm. But Lloyd Allenson made several saves there, which were brilliant. And Lynch had a late fitness test, and you wouldn't have known it. And O'Halloran was great as well. Mm. So there is something there that was good in this.
There is, absolutely. I just said that to the lads in there. I said, you know, these lads are playing through the pain barrier at the minute. Lynch pulls his calf at the services, you know, on the way down. Halley's playing back to back. There's no rest for him. We know that we've got to add a little bit more quality in the centre half in terms of for the backups to give if they do need a rest or they get an injury. But they're experienced lads at this level who just play football because of the sheer they love the game of football, and as soon as they cross that white line, it means absolutely everything to them. And that is you can learn so much. I remember being a young kid and, you know, I learnt from the men around me. You know, and if I didn't learn from the men around me, I was in trouble because they would let me know that I'm not learning. Too many out there today are not learning from, you know, the key experienced players out there, and it's great when things are going well. But the identification of a good player is when things aren't going well and you're still playing well and you're not hiding away. And like I said, you know, we know that. We know we haven't performed our second half, and we will be working very hard in training this week to get ready for the York game next Saturday.
Well, Neil Reynolds, a big thank you for taking the time to come back up here in the labyrinth of tunnels to come and find us.
Thank you.
All the best in training this week. Brilliant. And I'll speak to you next week.
Thank you. Cheers.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there following his side's 3-1 defeat at Hereford on Saturday afternoon. FC will be looking to bounce back in the league this weekend as the Reds return to league action with a tough away trip to York City. The address for the ground is Bootham Crescent, Newborough Street, York, Y0307AQ. That's Bootham Crescent, Y037AQ. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from Hereford from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinny.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost drive today. Thank you. To the women's team now, and it was to the wintry Lancashire Hills for Luke Podmore's side on Sunday afternoon as the Reds took on Accrington Girls and Ladies in the league. To hear how FC got on, it's over to Ben and Paul in the wind and rain.
But that's a through ball there, and now plays onside round Ainsworth, and he's going to slot that ball in. And on 13 minutes, Accrington now with their first real attack of the game take the lead.
Becky McEwen
with that goal, and it was their first attack, Paul. And McCarrick does well, gets the ball to Battle. Battle now, looking out towards his right-hand side, is O'Gara on the ball. O'Gara's got support there from Fields, finds Fields. Back to O'Gara on the right-hand side. O'Gara now takes a touch, looking to beat a player. There's a lot to do there, and O'Gara, I think, has lost the possession for FC United, but Malpas wins it back. Malpas now crosses that ball in, doesn't get to Battle, but it gets to McCarrick on the edge of the box. McCarrick into the top corner. And Jess McCarrick there with an immediate riposte for FC United. And on 16 minutes, it's one apiece, Paul.
Yeah, it was a cracking strike from McCarrick on the edge of the box. The ball broke loose and she just rammed it into the top corner.
And now Accrington back on the attack now with their number 9. Shot's going to come in from distance. That's a fine strike there from Accrington's number 9. What's that, Paul? From about 30 yards out?
Yeah, it's a terrific strike.
So with 19 minutes on the clock here, Accrington have taken the lead again. And it's
Helen Linsky
with that goal. And, it's one of the goals of the season we've seen. Here's Greenall now. Greenall plays the ball off there to Battle, who lays it off to Cara Fields. Infield, Fields shoots from distance. And Cara Fields, what a fine strike that was. And FC United with an equaliser and an immediate riposte in the second half. On 47 minutes, it's 2-2.
That's just what we needed, and that seems to be the end for the spectacular finishes, there's no doubt about that.
And a penalty for Accrington on 60 minutes. Well, score is 2-2. It's a penalty to Accrington. Their number 9 to take it, who's already scored this afternoon. Lines it up. Shot comes in and Ainsworth saves it. Who's getting that rebound though? Saved by Ainsworth. That is cracky goalkeeping.
A double save. She even got up and stopped the rebound. Terrific work.
Well, the score remains 2-2. And how important is that save going to be? 20 minutes left to play. 2-2 the score. Greenall in field. Midway to West United's out. Finds Fields. Fields on the halfway line. Nice ball down the left-hand side. Finds Chambers on the left-hand side of the box. Chambers as she... No, she kicks the ball to the byline. She goes. Plays the ball to the back post to battle! And just like that, the score is 3-2 to SC United, Paul. Great tenacity there from Kirsty Chambers down the left-hand side. And a great ball from Fields.
Well, they've been doing this act for years, even when they were kids, I think. And Chambers sets up Battle for yet another goal. It's amazing how many goals she sets up for Jess Battle.
And that's goal number for Jess Battle?
Well, in the season, it's 22, I think.
And we're only in November. And Fields can bring the ball clear. Plays it to the halfway line to Battle. Cleared by Accrington. Back into the mix it goes, but Marsh gets the ball clear, and now there's a few players forward here. Battle helps the ball onto O'Keefe, who's onside. One-on-one's O'Keefe, she rounds the keeper. There's player support who can't get to that ball. And SC United, with 3 minutes left to play, O'Keefe there puts this game finally to bed, Paul. The 3 points heading back to the Republic of Mancunia.
I did wonder there when she got close to the keeper whether she was going to mess it up, but she just plugged it wide to the keeper and stuck it in with the right foot. So that's game, set, match.
Can we go off there now and just go for a cup of coffee? Is that alright? I'm a bit cold, mate, I'll be honest.
Final score.
We had a lovely time.
88 minutes on the clock.
But we'll take the money and let the other guys have a go. Full time here at the Crown Ground. Thank you and good night. No, Paul, joking aside, it's been an absolute battle this afternoon. In the rain, in the wind, in the freezing cold in the Lancashire Hills. And SC United have earned those 3 points, all things considered.
This is shades of 2013 back at Broadhurst Fields, I think. When we used to fight, it was games, like, attritional matches. But, FC were the better side in the 90 minutes. They had to work very, very hard to win, though, this afternoon in very difficult and testing weather conditions.
Let's talk about some of the standout performances. I mean, for me, we've got to talk, firstly, about the goalkeeper, Chloe Ainsworth. Penalty save and a save down low when it was still 3-2. I think, added to Amy O'Keefe's 4-2 goal, that basically clinched the points.
Yeah, I think there was some... I don't think there was really a standout performance as such in the team today, but everybody had to graft very hard. And got to give credit to Accrington. They did, for a side that's not won many games this season, they did try very hard against us, and it was just over the 90 minutes the quality showed, I think.
Absolutely. Well, next up for FC United, I think, I'm saying this off the cuff, I might be wrong, check the website, I think it's Mosley Hill at Broadhurst Park next Sunday, which will be nice to have a proper roof, and I might bring gloves with me next week, you never know. But that's Mosley Hill, and that's an important game, Paul, because Mosley Hill are one of the promotion rivals this season. SC United coming a long way back due to the number of games played, and it's going to be a pretty important game, that, this side of Christmas, Paul.
Yeah, FC have still got a lot of catch-up to do in terms of the league, in terms of matches played, and they've won the last... They won the last two or three in the league, and they've got to keep going to make up the gap with the clubs near the top.
Well, I think we're going to go off air now because I'm freezing and I've lost all movement in my hand, and I think it's only right that I do click off air before blackout. So a big thank you, Stato Paul, for joining us this afternoon. It's been a long weekend for me and thee. Hereford yesterday, Accrington today. I think we've in a cup of tea in the hut over there, so thank you for joining us, Paul, as always.
Okay, cheers.
But from everyone here at the Crown Ground, it's finished here
FC United and Manchester 4-2 winners. A battling performance from Luke Podmore's side. For podcast listeners and This Club Is My Club listeners, coming up next are the post-match thoughts of Luke Podmore speaking with the marvellous Neil Boo. But from everyone here at the Crown Ground, we wish you all a fond farewell and a happy Sunday.
Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore, and a particularly not so warm day. It could have been worse given the fact that it's quite an open, exposed field. But it wasn't an open and exposed game sort of thing. It was quite close all the way through.
No, yeah, it was a tough afternoon today. You know, we expected it to be, you know, the conditions to be tough. Obviously, it's really, really cold today, and the pitch obviously has played a big part in the game and obviously their style of play. But fair play to the team. You know, we had to have a bit of a chat and a bit of a regroup at half time. And yeah, in the end, we've got the result we wanted in the end. And that's on days like today, it's all about the result and about, you know, just getting 3 points on the board.
Yeah, because we went behind twice, and but they showed the resolve. I mean, we've had to show a bit of that recently over the past few weeks, having gone behind a couple of times. But we managed to peg out a 4-2 win. But what terrific display by Chloe today. I mean, she was absolutely terrific in that, certainly with that double save on the penalty.
Yeah, like at 2-2, you know, that double save is as good as a goal. It probably is as good as winning the game, to be honest with you, because at 3-2 down then, you know, with the 25 minutes to go, it would have been really, really tough to get back into the game, especially with the conditions. And, you know, teams get the tails up when they get in front against us. But yeah, no, fair play to Chloe, and but then fair play to the rest of the team as well. You know, we've 2-1 down at half time. We've come out and won the second half 3-0. I couldn't have asked for anything more from them, really. They just responded really well, adapted really well, and yeah, like I say, we've got 3 points what we wanted.
Yeah, I suppose that's often the problem, that we normally play on a lovely lovely pitch, our 3G at home at Broaders Park, and you come to something like this, and although it's not a bad pitch, it certainly does interrupt the play.
Yeah, and I think the fact it's a small pitch as well, and I think obviously that does affect us. But yeah, like we've experienced pitches like this before in the league below. You know, we're going to have to get used to it, and we are getting used to it. It's just about how quickly can we settle into our game, and how quickly can we find out the adjustments that we need to make in order to make ourselves successful. And it just took us a little bit longer today to find that out, and you know, once we found it out, we got ourselves going, and yeah, like I say, the second half proved that.
Yeah, I think they found the rhythm a bit better, probably from about 20 odd minutes in, realistically, from after Jesse's goal. We seem to have been started to play a bit more freely at that point, and although the goals didn't come, certainly the play looked a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, it was the first time in the afternoon that we did look comfortable when we went ahead, when we were 2-2. So, you know, once Jess scored that goal, we just relaxed a little bit more. We changed formation as well to help us out a little bit. And we desperately needed the fourth goal. And we needed to make sure we got the fourth goal, because as seen over previous weeks, pressure does get to us a little bit. So I was thinking, you know, my thinking was, you know, get another strike on and try and see the game out. And like I say, well, we did, the strike who came on and we scored the fourth goal. And that really did put the game to bed then, and we could relax a little bit more.
Yeah, it was a well taken goal by Amy there, very similar to the one that they probably opened with, really. But yeah, we at least we got something we deserved out of this match. Sometimes I think they're one of their managers or officials is sort of like a little bit hard done by, thought, when the fourth one had gone in. But I think that it was the correct result.
Yeah, absolutely, it was the correct result. You know, there's no two ways about it. We were the better side on the day. You know, the first half, I think they had two shots and scored two goals. So, but again, that happens, that's football. But yeah, once we tied up our play and that, and once we, you know, got into our rhythm, there was no question about who was the better side on the day. And like I say, the right result in the end. So yeah, we're looking forward to the next week.
Yes, exactly. I'm not saying it'll be warmer, but at least we can hopefully get behind the girls again and for some more wonderful play.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Neil.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Neil Boo there speaking to Luke Podmore following his side's 4-2 win over Accrington Girls and Ladies on Sunday afternoon. Next up for the women's team will be a match this Sunday back at Broadhurst Park as FC host Mosley Hill, and that'll be a 2 p.m. kickoff in the main stadium. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.